Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech using a voice cloned from the author. In July 2026, I was in Shanghai. The moment I opened Claude Desktop, it threw up a region not supported message. At the same time, Google, Gmail, and even ChatGPT were all working fine. That meant the network itself was fine. Something inside one specific AI service was making a judgment call about whether I was allowed to use it. I didn't rush to switch tools. I first wanted to see exactly what it was telling me. I ran a curl request, and it came back with a 302, actively redirecting me to an app unavailable in region endpoint. I then checked my egress IP. I was on Taiwan Mobile roaming, but my traffic was exiting through an ASN belonging to a cloud data center in Hong Kong. Then I changed just one variable. I turned on a VPN, switched to a Japanese node, and ran the test again. The 302 became a 403. On the surface, that still looks like an error, but from an engineering standpoint, it was actually good news. It meant the regional check had already passed, and now a bot protection layer had taken over. Once I cleared the Cloudflare verification, the service came back up. Whether I could use Claude that evening was in itself a minor thing. What mattered to me was what the whole experience revealed. AI has moved beyond being a simple cloud service. It has become infrastructure with geopolitical attributes. So my conclusion is this: redundancy planning needs to run along two axes simultaneously. One is the model itself, and the other is your network egress. The capability leaderboard for AI models reshuffles every quarter, but whether you can actually reach a model in the first place has already become a geopolitical question before anything else.